Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Loud.
Would you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Loco!
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
It is on, Loud and Local supporters, rockaholics, and Pain in the Grass fans. This time next Sunday night, Pain in the Grass will just be a memory. But until then, we're all sorts of nervous and excited because Pain in the Grass 2014 is finally happening on Friday, September 12th. And our badass local support opening things up for Pain in the Grass 2014 is Amanda Hardy. Welcome back, my girl.
Oh, thank you so much.
And the guys, say hello. Give your name and what you play within the band.
My name is Austin Cass, and I play guitar.
I'm Dylan Trujillo, and I play the bass guitar.
Oh.
Ooh.
Stoked to have you guys back. How long ago was it that you were in to talk about the EP? Was that like 5 months ago or
March.
So?
It was March. Yeah, it was March. That's when our EP was released.
So. There's just been, and there's been so much Amanda Hardy and Amanda Hardy music all over the place. You may be giving James Brown a run for his money as far as one of the hardest working musicians out there. But there's just been show after show after show for you guys.
I know.
Playing all over the place, playing on some really cool bills at all sorts of different venues around town and up north and down south. Does it feel like things are really ramping up for you right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now is pretty much the highlight of our career so far, and I'm really stoked for Pain in the Grass because it's just going to be so cool.
So listen, for those of you tuning in tonight, Amanda Hardy, excellence. Doors for Pain in the Grass are at 4 o'clock. The show starts at 5 o'clock with Amanda Hardy. So for the love of God, don't be late. Don't still be pre-funkin' in the parking lot at 5:15 because you'll be missing Amanda Hardy. Once again, for Pain in the Grass 2014, doors are at 4 o'clock and the music starts at 5 o'clock with Amanda Hardy. I'm super excited. Do you have any expectations going into something like Pain in the Grass?
No, I'm not expecting
all keep those, of the cause, crowd. Because keep those expectations really low. You know how we work around
exactly. No. I know a lot of friends are coming, and we've been getting a lot of support from our local musician friends, and it's been great to hear everyone saying that they're going to show up and support us. So, you know, I'm expecting a few of our friends to be there, and it's going to be really cool.
I think you're going to be, once again, keep those expectations low, but I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. We're in for a really awesome day. Now, there's some details that I can't exactly get into right now, but I will say this. If you're maybe, in your car on your way out to Pain in the Grass, and you would just so happen to be listening to KISW in the afternoon around, say, 3 o'clock, you might hear a local musician that sounds familiar.
Just maybe.
Just maybe, you know. But remember that, because it's really, really exciting. Pain in the Grass 2014. A couple weeks back, I got a message in my inbox, and it was a flashback to a night, probably 4 years ago for Loud and Local. And it was you and a dear friend who were both in here, and you sang a song, and it was for the Lane Staley birthday celebration. And there was video footage from when all of the different bands that were part of the celebration were in for Loud and Local, and you were on, and I got to watch that video performance, and I was like, oh my gosh. I don't want to say you're growing up before my eyes, but you're growing up before our eyes and our ears. But it's so cool to see that 2010, that's where you were, and 2014, here you are now making it happen.
It's insane. I mean, it's been absolutely crazy the past 4 years.
Really cool. We're so glad to have Amanda Hardy on board to be our local talent for Pain in the Grass 2014. We're going to play the song that I've been playing quite a bit for Loud and Local, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge Amanda Hardy continues to hang out for Loud and Local. But we're going to kick things off with Fire Away. This is Amanda Hardy. It is Loud and Local, 99.9 KISW.
Life you're living feels insane. It takes your breath away. This is Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, it is Loud and Local. Can I get some acoustics, maybe some guitars on that, you know, just to kind of welcome us back to the show, guys?
Yeah.
Not at 0.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. That makes me feel like Letterman or something
like that.
Right? Yeah, please. Tim Fallon will be much better.
Oh, yeah.
I'm joined by Amanda Hardy and a couple of her band members. Amanda Hardy opening up Pain in the Grass 2014 this coming Friday, White River Amphitheater. Doors are at 4 o'clock. Show starts at 5 with Amanda Hardy. Tickets are still available. All the info awaits you at KISW.com. Amanda, will you introduce your guys?
I will. This is Dylan Trujillo on the bass over here. I know you can't see because it's the radio, but he's up right over here. And
watch through the radio.
We also have Austin Cass on guitar. Mm. They're both amazing dudes.
Amazing.
I'm super stoked to have you guys aboard for Pain in the Grass 2014. About 3-4 weeks ago, I got a little message on Facebook, and it was as the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge was really picking up some serious momentum. And first and foremost, a cause that's truly deserving of all of the notoriety that it gets. And people have just been tremendous around the world as far as donating and donating and donating and spreading awareness. Right. And you called me out, girl. Yeah. You called me out. I don't know if I've been called out by another chick since high school.
Oh, wow.
And that didn't end well, but that's another story for another time. But you and our good friend Ed Maloney from the Highway 99 Blues Club did it the Ed Maloney style with this giant garbage
bin.
Recycling. It just looked treacherous.
It was bad.
Oh, my gosh. You let out the squeal at the end of the video, and I was like, oh, that's what I have to look forward to. That's what I have to look forward to. But then what is the term for I answered your challenge?
You accepted.
I accepted. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm the one in radio and I don't even know these things. I accepted your challenge and it was so much fun. So you can actually hit up my Facebook page to check out not only mine but also Amanda's ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. That was just a lot of fun. When you guys were last in studio for Loud and Local back in March, it was to promote the new EP, which is titled What's Coming Your Way.
Mm-hmm.
Four songs on that bad boy. And I think I praised you about doing an EP because I just think this day and age doing EPs are so incredibly smart as far as getting the music out there and giving people a taste of what's going on, and it gives you the freedom and the flexibility to put out more and not be just confined to one specific album.
Exactly.
And when you guys showed up tonight, we're a little kind of story behind the music. We're getting ready to walk in the studio, and it's like, okay, everybody ready? Put your phones on vibrate. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And then Amanda's like, oh, and I have some demos. And I'm like, what? You tell me now. And you hold up this teeny tiny zip drive that's like the size of my pinky. And then I'm like, Matt, who's on the podcast. And I was like, help me out. So we have some demo songs to play. How cool is it to have some new music?
It's awesome. I mean, we're just so excited to keep writing and sharing our music and evolving our sound. So
yeah, because it's only just beginning.
Yeah.
You know, you thought it was beginning 4 years ago. It's only
just
beginning
really
now.
Right now.
Where were you working on these demo songs at?
We were actually working with Chris Matthews at Junior Studios. It was just a basement he records in, and he helped us make actually a couple videos for these songs. We took the recordings from the videos.
Yeah, it's
so
all live.
It's all live recording.
It's super cool.
And it's a very good recording. He's a great guy to know.
And I haven't even heard this. Loud and Local fans, this speaks of the faith that I have in Amanda Hardy. I haven't even heard this. I mean, this song, she could say it's called Over It, but it really could be called One Giant F-Bomb, and I wouldn't even know this. So I'm kidding. It's not.
I don't think I say it in that song.
No.
No, I don't.
I don't think so.
I promise.
I believe somewhere I caught you in bed. Anyhow, no. That's a different story. So I have a new demo song from you guys to play. In fact, we have a couple more, but I'm going to sprinkle them in throughout the show. But the song is called Over It. What can you share with us? Did you go about writing the song differently than you did with the songs on the EP, or was there something that inspired? Is there any obvious differences to us normal folks who aren't musicians?
This song is very anger driven, I guess.
Oh,
but
anger's such a good motivator.
Is a very good driver. But actually, I wrote a riff and Austin wrote a riff, and we both came to each other and they
did.
Were,
you have a riff off?
We did.
Ooh, yeah.
But no, we actually riffed, like we conjoined the riffs, and it became this awesome song.
It's
so
what we do.
The first riff is kind of what I wrote, and the rest of it is kind of what he wrote. So
I love it. Well, let's go ahead and play it. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. My special guest all hour long, Amanda Hardy, as well as Dylan and Austin that play with Amanda Hardy. This is a brand new demo, and the song is Fueled by Anger, and it's called Over It. This is Loud and Local.
We'll be right back. listening to Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
This is my microphone, and I know how to use it. 99.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. That would be BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local band of the week from Friday. Custom, their new album is available now. It's called Flat Out Fast, and you can link up with Custom, their Facebook page, their Reverb Nation page, Twitter, all the goods. You can link up, you can check out their music, you can find out about upcoming shows, all the goods on the band Custom, as they were Band of the Week, by hitting up the Loud and Local page at KISW. .com. In the studio, in the house, I'm joined by BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week alumni, Amanda Hardy. See where I'm going?
Hello.
I know.
Also,
Dylan and Austin, who play with Amanda Hardy. And I think at this time we should say hello, Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Jared. We miss you.
Sorry you couldn't be here, dude.
I don't think he's even awake.
Oh, really?
Probably not.
Well, no catering for you.
Honestly.
I'll call him. We can have him on over the phone.
Yes, okay. Call him in.
99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. Amanda Hardy is going to be kicking off the festivities as our local talent for Pain in the Grass 2014, happening this Friday.
Friday.
It's like we've been talking about this for the longest time, and it's finally going to be here. Just so you know, Doors are at 4 o'clock, and the show starts at 5 o'clock. And then, Amanda, you're going to be kicking things off right at 5 o'clock. So.
Oh, yeah. So everybody get there.
Get there, and then make sure you're listening to KISW on your way out to White River Amphitheater, because there's a possibility you might be hearing from Amanda Hardy in the afternoon. There's something. We got some things going.
Maybe around 3.
Now, before we play BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week, Custom, and their song was called Buzz Zone, from their new album titled Flat Out Fast, we played a demo song from Amanda Hardy, and we were talking about the fact that it was a demo, and I missed it. The fact that there was no overdubbing or fancy business at all. Your amps were just mic'd up.
Yeah, that was a totally live recording. I mean, that's what we used Chris Matthews for. He was just recording us so we could have pre-production on our songs, so we could listen back to it. But it turned out so good, and he is just a great guy.
It's awesome.
I mean,
I love
so
how it sounds.
Cool. So cool.
It sounded really good for just miking it up.
Wow. Yeah. It did sound really good. Well, we've got a couple more demo songs that we're going to get to, but we're going to get to another song from the EP, which is available now. It's titled What's Coming Your Way. And if you'd like to find out more right now on Amanda Hardy, just go to the Paint on the Grass side at KISW.com. You click on Amanda Hardy's picture, and then you can link up, check out the Facebook page, give a like, listen to the music, and buy the EP, which is available now.
$5.
$5. That's totes affordable
totes
right there.
Goats.
We're going to do the song, and I'm not going to feel embarrassed this time like I did last time when I introduced the song. This is Amanda Hardy. The song is called Caught You in Bed. It is Loud and Local.
Down to the bottom of your shirt. Loud and Local continues with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
KISW. It is Loud and Local, a brand new demo from Amanda Hardy. The song is called My World, and that song was just mic'd up. To the amps, which if you play music, you know exactly there's nothing there, right? Really, that's just a bare bones recording, and for a bare bones recording, damn, that sounds really good. Also, before that, a song from the What's Coming Your Way EP, Caught You in Bed. BJ Shea's feature Loud and Local Band of the Week, Custom, with their song Buzz Zone. Another demo from Amanda Hardy called Over It. And another two songs from the What's Coming Your Way EP, Ugly Girl and Fire Away. You could see Amanda Hardy at Pain in the Grass 2014 this Friday. I swear to God, it's It's finally happening this Friday White River Amphitheater.
Wait, what day?
Friday!
Oh, cool.
Doors are at 4 o'clock. Show starts at 5 o'clock with Amanda Hardy. If you would like to find out more on Amanda Hardy right now, just go to the Pain in the Grass page at KISW.com. I feel like there's so many things I wanted to talk to you about. But when we were talking about Pain in the Grass, I got the flashback to giving you the phone call. I was like, hey, Amanda. Do you want to recount the phone call? Because I thought it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, I didn't even know how you got my number.
I have like, everybody's number.
Must just have everyone's
exactly,
number.
Exactly, exactly.
And anyway, so she gives me a call, and she's like, hey, so we want you a part of Pain in the Grass this year. You know, do you want to be a part of it? I was like, you're asking me if I want to be a part of Pain in the Grass. Well, actually, I have something else going on that day.
I think I'm cleaning my room.
I need to do some homework.
Homework. Is this something like that? I have a big school project going on.
So it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
There was also some rad video that floated around from the day that the men's room announced Pain in the Grass and all of the bands, and it was you guys standing in front of your stereo
computer.
You know, it is 2014 after all. And it was awesome. And I think it's so important for everybody, you know, regardless of your whatever media outlet you could be associated with, to nurture the up and coming local scene, because that is what's going to be here years from now.
Yeah.
And you guys have a lot of talent, and you've worked so incredibly hard, and you've been really, really great to work with. And then you've got rad songs, and
you have
a kick-ass live show, and I'm super excited. You can imagine who's going to be introducing you at Pain in the Grass.
Oh, that's awesome.
It'll be BJ. No.
No.
It'll be me, and I'll be like, no, 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 she's mine. She's mine.
4 years ago, I claimed her.
Exactly. I do kind of call dibs, no doubt about it. Amanda Hardy, also joined by Dylan and Austin, who play as well, and then want to say hello to Jared, who couldn't make it, and that's all we're going to say about that. Loud Local continues next with Pain in the Grass 2014 local opener, Amanda Hardy. Hang out, won't ya? 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. If you would like to find out more about Loud and Local, like how to listen to past podcasts whenever you like, and to find out how to submit your band's music for Loud and Local, check out playlists in the Loud and Local concert calendar. Hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. Also, if you have the new KISW app, which is free and works for iPhone and Android, you can also listen to all of our different podcasts whenever you like, including Loud and Local. Just saying. Putting it out there. I'm joined by Amanda Hardy, also Dylan and Austin, who play with Amanda Hardy, who are part of Pain in the Grizzy 2014 at White River Amphitheater. That's the insider term for Pain in the Grass, is Pain in the Grizzy.
No, you won't.
I've got to start using that term.
Exactly. And I'll tell you this much. After you guys perform at Pain in the Grass, you'll end up hanging out and getting some really good dirt on all of us around here.
Nice.
Especially Pain in the Grass.
Nice.
And because you are the age that you are, you will be able to remember what's going on. So probably next time you see some of the fine staff of KISW, they'll be like, so what do you remember? Because I don't remember much. Just saying. You know exactly who I'm talking about. All of the KISW staff. If you'd like to find out more on Amanda Hardy right now, just go to paintinthegrass.com. You can click on lineup and you'll see a picture of Amanda Hardy. You just click on it. There's like the Facebook page and Twitter and the bio, how to link up and to find out more. The EP is available now. It's titled What's Coming Your Way. I thought, since so many musicians listen to Loud and Local and musicians speak this really cool language that if you're not a musician, it sounds foreign. You speak gear. You talk gear. So let's go around the studio and tell me about what you play. You're making your model. What you play. Your gear. Your stuff. So imagine I'm somebody from like Guitar World magazine asking you about your
gosh.
Gear.
All right. Well, I play an 89 Strat and Fender Stratocaster. And I have lay sensor pickups, and I play through JCM 900 Marshall cab. I dig it a lot. I have a Jerry Cantrell wah pedal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jerry Cantrell.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little bit more hi-fi, I guess.
Tell us about the about this hi-fi.
High five?
I use a Blackstar HT100, and I play a Charvel DC1ST.
Fancy.
Yeah, very fancy. Probably my favorite pedal is my Steve Vai Bad Horsey Wah, and my TC Electronics Delay. Very nice.
Very nice.
Excellent. Okay.
I play a Fender P bass through a Mesa head and an Ampeg cab that I just bought from Bobby Steenrod of Van Epps.
What's up, Van Epps? What's up, dudes?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I have a tuner pedal.
So do I.
I do too.
Excellent. I decided I find the gear talk to be interesting, even though I only understand about half of it. But but musician to musician, it's always interesting to trade what different people use to get certain effects and what gives them their skis, so to speak. Amanda Hardy, part of Pain in the Grass, 2014, happening this Friday. We're gonna go ahead and play another demo.
Yeah.
And do you have like a ballpark estimate when you think some of these demos will be recorded, or are you just gonna demo a whole bunch of songs and then pick the best ones, or is that all too much to handle when you have the biggest gig of your career so far? The so far is really important. We gotta not forget the so far part.
Right.
No pressure.
For Pain in the Grass.
Gosh, we've even done more stuff since we last saw you. But anyway, that's another topic.
Oh my! Well, what else?
Well, we played The Moor and the Paramount.
Oh my gosh,
The Moor music at The Moor.
Yes, yeah. I saw a little bit of that video. I'm sorry, Jolene cannot remember everything. I saw a little bit of the video for that, and that was fantastic.
Thank you.
Apologies. Talk to me about that.
No, don't worry about it. Well, so we were part of this thing called Moor Music at The Moor.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
We had to audition to get in. It was like Seattle's coolest musicians all coming together and collaborating with some artists and
the Cool Kids Club.
It was the Cool Kids Club.
I'd like to give a shout out to Greg and Fish.
Greg and Fish were a rap group that were a part of it. But anyway, we got to play the Moor Theater,
which is such a beautiful historic and such an important venue to the music history of Seattle.
Yeah, we were thinking about how the Even Flow video.
We were watching the music video while we were there.
Oh yeah,
Eddie Vedder hung from that thing.
Right there. Eddie Vedder was right there. But anyway, we did that, and then we got to play the Paramount as well. And that was just mind-blowing. I mean,
oh my gosh.
I don't usually get nervous, but the Paramount gave me the butterflies.
How can you not? Okay. My gosh.
Anyway,
okay, so
I can't even remember your other question.
Yeah, exactly. So Pain in the Grass will just be a cakewalk compared to something like that.
No,
because it's going to be outdoor and lots of people. It's going to be fun. And the idea is that it's just a big, fun party and everybody hangs out together and just enjoys rad music. First festival experience.
Yeah.
I'm very happy we could be your first festival experience. Okay, I'll bring it back here. We're going to go ahead and play another one of these new demo songs. And this one is called My World.
What's your name?
What's your name? That's right, because I was making the Lynyrd Skynyrd joke.
That's right.
I got this awesome bass club in here. It sounds weird.
What can you tell me about What's Your Name?
Well, it was... I was singing in the shower, and I sang this song on a whim. I don't even know how I came up with it, but I just started singing it in the shower. It
happens.
And I wrote it down.
The
after...
acoustics are fantastic.
Oh, I know.
Anyways, everything sounds better.
This song is kind of just like, it just came to me. One of those songs that just comes to you, and you just start writing it, and then it's there. You just
want to get it out before you forget any details, I would think. Excellent. 99.9 KISW, new demo material from Amanda Hardy. It is Loud and Local. We'll be right back.
This is Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
I want to keep you inside.
99.9 KISW. It is 11 local. That would be Amanda Hardy with the song All Around Me from the EP called What's Coming Your Way, which is available now. Also, another new demo song called My World Caught You in Bed, which is on the EP, which is available now. BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week custom with their song Buzz Zone. You can find out more about those guys by going to the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. Another demo from Amanda Hardy called Over It, and two songs from the What's Coming Your Way EP, Ugly Girl and Fire Away. You can see Amanda Hardy and Dylan and Austin and Jared at Pain in the Grass 2014 this Friday at White River Amphitheater. It's almost here. To find out more on Amanda Hardy, just go to paintinthegrass.com. It's that simple, and click on Amanda Hardy's picture, and then boom, all your info is right there. I can't believe it's finally going to be this Friday.
I know. It's crazy. I remember keeping it a secret.
Right? I was like, you can't say anything. You can't say anything. And then we were going to announce the show. And then we ended up, because there's logistics and things behind the scenes that's truthfully kind of boring, that it was like, okay, we're pushing back when we're announcing the show by a week or so. And
it was
just
awful.
Like, I'm sorry. You got to just sit on this. This is horrible. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a really, really good time, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys. And then if you tune into the Men's Room on Friday afternoon at, say 3 o'clock. You might hear somebody who sounds an awful lot like Amanda Hardy. Like, we're going to get a really good Amanda Hardy impersonator. That was actually the plan.
I've actually been training her.
It's a stunt double.
Her name is Miranda Party.
Awesome. You guys, let's go around the studio. If there's anybody you want to say hi to, anybody you want to thank or threaten, feel free to do that. Now's the time. Why not?
Or
start a rumor, you know. This is what radio's here for, you know.
Mm-hmm. I just want to thank all my friends and family. I mean, you know, just the people who've been supporting me. And I'll send a shout out to Bryce, because he was messaging me the whole time I was doing this, so.
Cool.
Making radio, dude. Can't reply those text messages.
No.
Exactly.
True.
Austin?
People, friends, family. Dave Grohl, he's listening.
Dave Grohl.
Yeah, I want to shout out to Dave Grohl too.
I hope he's listening. All right, I want to thank my family as well. They're all very supportive and
very supportive.
We wouldn't be where we are without them. So
damn right.
Yeah.
Looking at you. That's right.
Out in the other room.
All right. Well, we will see you guys on Friday for Pain in the Grass 2014. It has been a pleasure. We are out of here. That is it for Loud and Local. Good eve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.